Good morning. So I was listening to Jimmy read that gospel today. I thought, so this guy has a bumper crop, builds a new barn, fills it up, dies that night. Bummer for him. Maybe. Maybe not. We don't know. But what occurred to me is, what about the people that he left behind? What about his wife? What about his children? What about his employees? How are they feeling? I think I know how they're feeling. They're grieving. So I'm going to put this in context for anyone who is visiting today. My partner, my love, my landmark was killed 6 weeks ago yesterday in an automobile bicycle wreck. So I know a little bit about grief. I'm learning more and more about grief every day. And grief is this sadness that comes with loss. It doesn't only come from the death of a loved one. It comes from loss. Now, it may be the most obvious and poignant if someone you loved has died, whether that be suddenly or whether that takes a long time. But there are other kinds of death too. Other kinds of loss, I should say. Divorce. Your dog runs away and you can never see that dog again. Loss of a job, loss of a home. Life is filled with loss, and life is filled with love. So I'm just going to talk about grief a little bit here this morning and my experience with grief, right? You've all read the Kubler-Ross five stages of grief thing, and so have I. But that's not the experience of loss or of grief. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about what the last 6 weeks have been like for me. After Flo died, the house was filled with people. It was filled with busyness, and food was being delivered to us, and hugs were being delivered to us. And it was a beautiful thing, and it was probably just what a person in that moment might need, which is distraction. So there was a week of total distraction in there. Then we had a beautiful funeral here. Oh, yeah, the day after Flo died, my dad died. Very different death, very different experience. I'll get to that in a minute. But that week, so after that week of beauty and pain and sadness all intermixed, then I went away for another week into another storm. The week here felt like a tornado, or perhaps like a hurricane. I don't know. It felt like nothing I've ever experienced before, but all I could think about was that whirlwind that Job was in that story from our tradition. So another week of sadness. That week felt more like a rainstorm, though, kind of a cleansing rainstorm than it did a hurricane. And then I came back here to you lovely people. And I bet I got 200 hugs within about a week, which was beautiful. A little overwhelming, I've got to say. Might have got to be a bit much towards the end, but I don't know that you can ever have too many hugs or receive or give too much love. I don't believe you can. So, sorry, I lost my train of thought there. This is part of the experience, right? I feel inarticulate. I feel like it's hard to track a train of thought. I feel clumsy. I forget things. Hence these notes. So, after I got back and I received all these hugs, then people started asking me, "Brian, how you doing?" Oh, that was a silly question. No, it wasn't. It was not a silly question. And if you ever ask someone who is grieving how they're doing, you're extending love to them. And you have to also realize it's in the same moment that they don't know how they're feeling. And if they do, you better be ready for that answer too. Mine usually comes laced with some profanity that I will spare you here this morning per Paul's letter. But so sadness does not really capture the feeling that I'm experiencing right now. There's sadness for certain. There's confusion. There's some anger. But maybe what captures it better for me, speaking from my experience here, is disorientation. Not really knowing up from down, left from right, north from south. Anybody here know what orienteering is? If you're of a certain age, you know what orienteering is because it was prior to navigation apps. And those of us that wanted to be able to find our way through the wilderness used a topo map and a compass and a straight edge. And if you knew how to use these tools, you could be out in the middle of nowhere, and as long as you could see at least two landmarks, a peak usually in our country, if you could see at least two landmarks and you knew how to use that compass and map, you could triangulate your position. Making sense so far? Well, I lost one of those landmarks. Actually, I lost two. So the feeling of disorientation, did I say that right? Disorientation is profound for me right now. Right? Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it would be as if your navigation app, your Google Maps stopped working. You know, I have received so much love from you all and from the wider community. So have Tanner and Annabelle in the last 6 weeks. But here's the really interesting thing. There have been a few people who have come up to me and given me the biggest hug, and either in the middle of that hug or after that hug, I realized, oh my gosh, That woman lost her child in a car accident a decade ago. That woman lost her husband in an avalanche. Those kids lost their dad to suicide. That couple, that couple's child died from a brain aneurysm, just like that. And these people, they didn't mention their own losses to me, but I remembered them and I felt them in their hug. They knew what that instant catastrophic loss feels like. And somehow those hugs carried me. They all carried me, but those felt like extra special. And they wrecked me and they helped me to start healing at the same time. Those people, and there are, I would venture to guess that some of you are sitting in this church today who know exactly what I'm talking about. You all are angels walking this earth. You are angels with flaming swords that are burning inside of you from the loss that you've experienced. You are angels that are walking one foot in front of the other in the face of inexplicable loss. You know what it's like to make plans that will never materialize. You know the regrets for things that you had said and the things that you haven't said. And here's the other thing. Now, this is going to sound crazy, so don't judge me. For my father to die the day after Flo died, at age 96, after a long, beautiful, ordinary, extraordinary life, that one felt right. That one even felt good. Not all death happens on either extreme of that spectrum. Many deaths are long and drawn out. And every person in this church today has that experience of losing a loved one that you will never see on this earth again. If you haven't, you will. And you are angels walking this earth too. Every one of you that has lost and then loved and then lost and grieved and found a way to keep walking through this world, you are angels too. You're angels to me. You're helping me carry my load as we walk one another home. Several people have said to me, no one in this church, so don't worry. Several people have said to me, well, Brian, it's a good thing that you got your faith. Your faith is going to get you through this. Well, I mean, yes and no, right? I mean, I can't imagine walking through this grief without my faith, but that's because I can't imagine walking through life without my faith. You know, my faith in a loving God My faith in a God who speaks to me through every one of you. So I'm going to take a little time off. I haven't been around much in the last 6 weeks, and I'm not going to come back full-time in this capacity until October 1st. I'm worn a little thin. And I am so grateful that I have a job that allows me that luxury. I mean, I think back to when both of my parents buried their parents and had to go back to work the next Monday. That's a much more common experience than the one that I'm getting. So I'm on sabbatical till October 1st, and I'm planning on spending some time in the mountains and maybe a little time over on the reservation and a trip up to Alaska to see my oldest son and my first grandbaby. And here I'm going to go against Paul's advice, because I'm going to be doing what I feel like when I feel like it. So, you know, this definitely isn't goodbye. I don't need to get all melodramatic about this. I'll see you on October 1st. Thanks.